Welcome back, students. Let us get into another important chapter in global sourcing. What we will do in this session is to try to understand what you need to know and how is this progress is to happen. First of all, is the objective of this particular chapter is once you end the session, you may be able to understand the importance of getting materials through the global sourcing in today's environment. In today's world, the world is so small, there is no boundaries, everything is much closer because the accessibility as the technology environmental is very simple now. Second is gain knowledge about the various steps involved in the process. So what we should know, what are the knowledge required and various steps involved in these processes which we will try to understand. Third is pre and post activities. One is prior to getting an outsourcing activity and subsequently after the outsource has been acquired, what is the post activities required, that we will try to understand in this chapter. First of all, getting to know what is the global sourcing is all about. This term is used to describe practice of sourcing from global market. The market is so large today, it is not restricted to the boundaries of the countries, but it is continental to continental, countries to country. It's very large, and there are goods and services available geographically without any boundaries. So it is much easier to look up for options which are available elsewhere from where we are operating from, and it is much easier and get a better pricing, better solutions, better technology to aim for a better output. A second is it aims to exploit global efficiencies. As we are speaking about efficiency, it's what type of efficient operations across global, how it is happening, how the low cost options are available, skilled labors are available, and raw material availability is much closer, what type of tax breaks available, and some kind of tariffs related to the trade, which we will try to understand through the global sourcing. Common examples which we will talk about is labor intensive manufactured products procured using low cost Chinese labor. Today you would be seeing the Chinese products are available across globe, and it's also at the very minimal pricing, but the options are huge, and we get any product, anything which is cheaper and available everywhere in the country which are Chinese made, because the labor China is much cheaper comparative to any other countries, because there is a huge potential of manpower which is exploited to produce the best pricing products, so as it is, the offers are much cheaper comparative to any competitive countries. Call centers, you must be knowing call centers activity is a back end operations where it provides a lot of customer support as well as order management and etc. What is required here is global is connected through one common language is English speaking workers which are available elsewhere in Philippines and India. So it is natural that a lot of back office functions and also call centers are set up in India to manage this kind of operations elsewhere in the world. IT world performed by low cost programmers in India and Eastern Europe. There is a huge talent in particular to IT segment in India, and the availability of resources are much in quality as well as in the best of capability wise. So naturally there is a lot of Indians are involved in IT related activities. This kind of outsourcing is happening across the globe. Advantages of global sourcing. See, whatever we are doing, also we need to know what is the advantages and disadvantages and what is the benefit out of going for global sourcing. Learning how to do business in a potential market. So once you are doing a global sourcing, you are exposed to various cultures and the countries where you know how to do a business and what is the potential markets available across globe, so it is go and tap those requirements much easier. Tapping into skills or resources available domestically, not available domestically rather. So if a skill required for a certain particular or certain activities, it is natural that we can look for resources available across globe, so as we can tap those skills and capability, so as we can improve upon our product and as well as our office. Developing alternative supplier sources to simulate competition. We talked about supplier base and how do we define a supplier and what are the actions that we require to do is to develop supplier. So alternative supplier, it means that we can look for alternative supplier bases across globe, so as the competition is very positive, so as we can stimulate a better competition among the suppliers and vendors and get best of, you know, inputs and products for our manufacturing as well as our final product. Increasing total supply capacity. It is also possible certain time and elements that we look for outsourcing of our products or product manufacturing itself. Not only product, even our services. It is necessary that we can look for supply capability or capacity across globe, so as we can enhance our capability and look for, you know, alternatives as well as better continuation of our supply. Of course, there are disadvantages as well. So how do we look at that element and understand some perspective related to disadvantages? Hidden costs. Because it works on a different culture and different time zones, natural, some of the costs which are not visible at the time of initial scoping, so we may end up in spending extra, but it is a learning curve. So naturally, this advantage can also be disadvantage also be an advantage in later stage. Exposure to financial and political risk. Many countries, you know, there are instability in political scenario where we cannot where we get into, and then later on into a trouble of, you know, managing those kind of situations. So it is natural that this kind of financial as well as some of the risk which is associated with the global sourcing. Increased risk of loss of intellectual property. There are across globe, in individual country has its a different set of law and the statutory compliances. Natural that we may lose some of our intellectual property rights if we go globally and then expose to our capability and knowledge base. Increased monitoring costs relative to domestic supply. It is much easier to manage and monitor costs which we are very closer and it is on domestic in supplier element. If it is global, naturally the traveling cost as well as the operating expenses which we board people across global places, naturally the cost may go up and also unexpected the continuation of businesses, etc. Long lead time. Global procurement as well as the resource management is a task because it needs a lot of lead time. Though lead time can be curtailed by, you know, using different options or modes of transportation as well as, you know, physical movement by air or by, you know, faster mode of transportation, but it's naturally had a long lead time where we cannot move certain products through in this kind of modes, which we discussed in transportation business earlier. Risk of port shutdowns interrupting supply. There are possibility. Some of the transshipment happening through the harbor and the shutdowns and as well as any related, labor unrest disrupting the supply. So as naturally our products are getting delayed to the market. Difficulty of monitoring product quality. It is, though there are certain that suppliers and vendor selection process ensure the quality of the supplies are up to the mark, it is also possible, it is very difficult to monitor those kind of product quality as we cannot physically present in their facility as well as inspection prior to the product. So this kind of disadvantage is also there in the global sourcing. International procurement organizations, it is called IPOs. Maybe an element of the global sourcing strategy for a firm, these organizations take primary responsibility. Yeah, they are the interlinks between, you know, the demand and supply, that is supplier plus buyer, identifying and developing key suppliers across sourcing categories. It is possible to liaise this kind of agency through which we can identify identify the supplier base improvement across various categories and the locations to help satisfy periodic sourcing requirements of parent organization. It is possible we can seek help, periodic help, that is like an auditing our supplier etc. through these IPOs to help provide focus in country-based sourcing efforts. It can also help in a specific country-focused sourcing efforts can be obtained through this IPOs. IPOs provide essentials on the ground information where a range of sub-market exist. It is also possible that IPOs can help and extend hands to provide information about a range and sub-market exist elsewhere in the globe, so as we get those kind of information much easier through the IPOs. Value for money. Whatever we spend, whatever we invest, it is looking for some kind of revenue generations out of that. It means there is a value for money of every penny we spend. So getting the greatest value for every rupee we spend has become a common business imperative that has top management asking these questions. Naturally, when we are looking for global sourcing, there must be some kind of questions and validation from top management asking certain questions. Are we buying from the best place in the world? This may be one of the questions. Definitely we must be in a position to validate those vendors and suppliers through IPOs or direct or any other means, so as we can answer these questions much easier and get convinced about buying a product elsewhere in the globe. Implementing a successful global sourcing initiative can be one of the supply manager's challenging and rewarding experiences. Once you decide through the IPOs and then we are going ahead with procurement, there is a big challenge to the supply manager of how to establish a connect and getting the right supplier for our inputs. The probability of success can be greatly increased by learning the correct steps throughout the global sourcing process. It means there is definitely a set of policies and procedures and processes to follow to adopt certain kind of global sourcing methodology as well as to establish the right vendors and sourcing patterns globally and optimal pricing methods. Global sourcing process, as we stated, we need to know step-by-step processes to decide the right global sourcing methods. We will go by one by one. Obtain senior management and cognizant personal support. So one thing is, once you decide to go global sourcing, we need to have a support from the top management. It's very, very clear. Select products. We have to follow step A, ABC analysis. Once the category part should be considered. Once the analysis is done, we know what type of category of product we should buy. And all of you are aware what is ABC analysis is differentiating each and every product in our system is high value, is a value based or quantity based analysis, so decides what is best for us, so as we can categorize our product, so naturally we can look at those components and material procurement process based on the need. Number two, group by process. Organize the selected parts by manufacturing process. Example here is quoted is casting, stamping, machine part, etc. It is possible that we can group those products as product subcategories, so as we can stamp those elements very clearly, so as what is going into our manufacturing, how do we select and organize these groups by the methods and process we follow, so naturally we can assign a value to it, that is A or B or C, and then decide upon how this material to be procured, is it local or global. Step C, rank by potential savings by cost analysis. As we said, a huge money is spent on procurement. It is anything between 50 to 80%, depends upon the industry. The saving or the money not spent is actually a saving. So as how do we do it? What is the potential saving and how it is being done is by various ways of cost analysis and method. So we derive at what is the potential saving by going for outsourcing, the global outsourcing. Step four, select the parts of sourcing globally. Select one or two of the highest potential saving. There are multiple options, but we have to look for which is giving the best out of these methods and process steps, so as we can achieve the best potential or the highest potential saving out of this global sourcing process. Come to know analysis. It is best to hold a come to know meeting with everyone. Compare actual parts to the drawing and specifications. First of all, what we need to know is to compare the actual parts to the drawing, which is, you know, being given to various sourcing, because that is the prima facie. So our right inputs are providing the right, you know, parts which we need to have. Identify inspection method that must be used by supplier. We have to see that what type of inspection and the quality management system followed by the supplier, so naturally the output is as per the design, as per the quality management process. Confirm that the same method and equipment will be used by your company. It means we have to adapt those same techniques and methods so as the validation process is exactly the same, so as we derive the same value if it is rightly supplied. To have sample parts which will be sent to the supplier being inspected against the current drawing. It is also possible that we can get the sample of those parts before going for final order management. To have addresses, numbers and contact details to identify the identified for domestic supplier who are specified in drawing and specification. We need to have all the contact details of any supplier. Natural that we will have their details, including their premises, from where they are operating, from the premises from where they are producing and manufacturing, the premises from where they are distributing to us, to various customers. So this is very, very critical to know the details of the sourcing companies. Select sourcing approach. See, there are various approaches which can be adopted to select a vendor and supplier, that we discuss more in detail about supplier selection process. Looking at that in critically, depending on the estimated rupee volume, potential saving, the international purchasing experience level and the resources available, one of the following global sourcing approaches should be selected. So with various these parameters, like, you know, what is the past experience, what is the availability of resources with them, what type of technical know-how they have, what kind of their historical customer service, etc., can be used as an input, broader input, so as we can decide the right sources. Sales contact of foreign supplier. We need to know the details of the coordinator or the first person in contact for any kind of supplies. Overseas sourcing representative. If we are going through the IPOs or any agents in between, we need to have those representation details to help us to get these details. Global sourcing company, direct to supplier. So if there are possible that it can be directly from the supplier, we can get the inputs. Each of these approaches has benefits and disadvantages. Natural, any process have advantages and disadvantages, and how do we overcome the disadvantages lead to those elements as well as an advantageous element. So to identify what is advantages and disadvantages of this kind of process. Target potential supply countries. Understand what your objective is for the overseas sourcing. As we stated, once we know we are going with global sourcing and then very clear about our objective for this kind of sourcing, first we need to know the price and quality of the product which are being so outsourced or getting from globally. Secondly, capacity, technology and strategy, which we talked about, is need to know the capacity of the supplier, the technology they use and the strategy they follow globally. Determine which countries will best meet the objective. So by deciding which country is, you know, in all parameters is, you know, beneficial to us to go for outsourcing, is should be the prime objective. Locate interested sources. decide and identify the potential countries and your approach to go direct. It is possible that once you decide which country to go with and then identify those potential countries, list out those vendors prevails in that particular country, and it is possible through this today's scenario reach them through various medium and options, so as we can go directly with those directly establish connect with the supplier. Identify potential supplier. As we stated, the same process is adopted here as well, or deciding who is our supplier. Following is a list of sources for locating potential supplier. We have listed some of the methods so as we know how to get a potential supplier. You are seeing around 9 points, which is it is something extensive which we need to definitely do, and it can be more based on the product and what we need to procure. Trade promotion offices of target countries. Is there any promotional offices available in the target country, so we can reach them as a first step. Fair and trade shows. There are possibility we can visit some of the fairs and trade shows is happening globally time to time, where we are looking for our products are available, so it is easily to identify this from these places and sources through which we can get established supplier for our requirements. Trade journals. There are many trade journals published locally, domestically, and again globally. So these are all one of the inputs available to manage this kind of activity. Country or region directory. If we know which country to go with, naturally we can go to that particular country directories or the regional directory, for an example, Asia Pacific. So we can look at all the countries part of Asia Pacific, so as we can look those particular directory for lookout of our product requirements. Overseas major city yellow pages. There are yellow pages in every major city. For an example, we can go for a Singapore yellow pages, or Australia in any specific country, Sydney. We can go for a Sydney yellow pages and look at those inputs once we decide which country to go with. The internet, which is one of the big inputs available through in today's scenario. Of all kind of information related to product, we can Google it and get it and then look at those elements in detail prior to shortlisting the vendors and then next step of activity related to sourcing. Your company's overseas selling office. It is possible that we can establish our own company's offices across global, so as we can have our selling globally as well as procurement through that same office. U.S. Department of Commerce, it is one global entity where we will get all kind of commerce activity related by various countries and what type of, potential of that country of inputs and various elements. So it is much easier to look at that kind of, options. International Purchasing Officers of Friendly Indian Companies. It is possible there are existing companies across globe where we can have a tie-up and then we can lie through them and see that it can be it can be used for our help to get a right supplier, or when we wanted to sell something globally.